I'm too hungry to eat, too sick to see my doctor, and I'm too tired to sleep hard times. Help coming fast. Everyone will see me on my good side, baby. You better look fast. I couldn't pick a pill. I wade deep in alligators. I'm just nut deep in bull. Hard times. Now I'm coming back. Everyone see me on my good side, baby. You better work fast. I'm too frustrated to see my psychiatrist. I'm too toothless to chew, too far down to ever get even. I'm too hard up to make whoopee. Hard time. Everyone see me on my good side, baby. You better look fast. In the low side. Before I go any further, I got two things to say. First of all, it's my bass player's birthday. Would you please wish Cliff a happy birthday? Mr. Cliff Belcher on the bass guitar. He's 30 years old for the 19th time. The other thing I got to say is a little bit more serious. 30 is serious. But what I want to do is dedicate this show to the late R.D. Dill, the ambassador of the blues of the Cascade Blues Alliance. He died in 2005. He was a master truck driver as well as an ambassador of the blues. And as an old truck driver, all I can say is drive it well. Drive it well. I want to tell you about my life in crime. This song, well, I wrote it last year or so. It was so far past the statute of limitations I could start to talk about it. This is the story of my life in crime around Boston, Massachusetts, how I got out of it, and what I took away from it. It's the title song on a record called The Wheel Man that you can pick up from Music Millennium or from my bass player here. I don't know how they're going to do all that stuff.
Folks, we're going to sell them from right down there when we're finished. Slim and I, the rest of the band will be right down there.
I'll sign anything you've got, including CDs. Hey, it's called The Wheel Man. Come on. Fear a man on the planet. No fake flannel suits threatening nuclear war or monsters with their faces of granite. I've spent years waiting for the deal to go down and making sure the boss got paid. But there was one place, boy, I could wear the crown where my reputation was made. I was the wheel man. I'm the wheel man. The wheel man. The buds of mine invited me to rob and steal. Said it would be an easy score. They'd be in safe hands with me at the wheel, waiting outside with an open door. I said thanks, but no thanks. I think I'll just stick to selling stuff to you and your friends. And all that time I was learning my craft. And how a guitar string dance, I was the wheel man. I'm the wheel man. If you want me to play, I'll pick up my axe. I'm doing my best when I'm making tracks. I'm the wheel man. I'm the wheel man. Was a chain I could never break. The games I was playing, you know they were paying, but anyone can make a mistake. I was never yellow, just too good hearted to spend my whole life outside the mall. But there was one thing I carried from the underworld. I'm the best that you ever saw. I'm still the wheel man. I'm the wheel man.
glory, I'll tell you what. Y'all remember something called Katrina? This song that I'm about to do you, I wrote the week of Katrina. I think it was actually about 3 days after the hurricane hit. We were out doing gigs in the mid-upper west, and we raised a bunch of money for the Red Cross, but that's neither here nor there. I got one question for everybody to be considered, especially next year when you're choosing your leaders. If the United States government has $2 billion a week to spend on a war in Iraq and Afghanistan that's killing people at a greater rate every week and wounding tens of thousands more, why does the United States government not have $2 billion a week to rehabilitate the Gulf Coast of the United States of America? That's all I'm going to say about that, except please pray for those people down there and pray that your leaders will stop being so darn benighted. That's all I got to say. I'm going to step back off my soapbox now. This is called Blackwater. Down here. so much. Boys, give me the blues out of the key of C, out of the 5. Thank you, Curtis Salgado, for showing me how to do this stuff.
1, 2, 3.
I got a problem. I believe God put it down sideways to me. I believe I got a problem. I believe God looking down sideways at me. First he made me left-handed. And then he gave me the heart to play for free. You know, I've been chasing this dream since I was a little boy. The dream had broke my heart like it was a baby's toy. I spent all my spare money and all my spare time. Been paying, you know it surely is a crime. Believe I got a problem. I believe God's working out sideways to me. And then he gave me a little heart to play for me. Oh, Watermelon Slim, where'd you go with it and what'd you do? I started off in church, but I got waylaid by the blues. They got me in the lurch, fellas. I was so dazed and confused. I started off in college, but I ended up in Vietnam. Thought I was on top of the world, but nobody seemed to give a damn. I heard a lot of that welcome home, brother, when I first got back to the world, but I'm not sure they always meant it. I believe God's looking down sideways at me. First he made me left-handed. Look out, boy. Everybody says they kind of like the way that I play. But I've had to drive that damn dirty, smelly truck just to make 1 week's payday. I keep telling myself I'm doing the thing for history. Why I keep on playing? Sometimes it's me, just like a mystery. I believe I got a problem. You hear me way back up there? I believe God's looking down sideways and cross-eyed on me. First he made me left-handed, and then he gave me the heart to play. Oh Lord, the faith will breathe. Thank you, homeboy, my halo, like a ball. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Before I forget it, thank you, Peter Damon, for letting us come up here and share the music with you. Wherever you are, Peter, I've never met you, but thank you, and God bless you. All right, right now I want to tell you a little bit about Mojo, Mojo Hands. That's what you see up here. This is all Mojo Hands. Mojo is not necessarily what you've got. It's where you got it and how you got it. That's the big piece of medicine right there. That's from Clarksdale, Mississippi, and that contains rocks from the crossroads where Robert Johnson did his thing, where I did it myself. Not with the devil, but with the mugger I met in Clarksdale later on. I'm a piece of brake liner mojo. I'm a truck driver by trade, retired, I think. That's a brake liner gear shift knob. That's a Kenworth gear shift knob. I got a Peterbilt one here someplace, too. You know what they say, if old truckers never die, they just get a new Peterbilt. I can even play slide guitar with a rock. That's a piece of mojo. But I'm not going to do that this time, not for demonstration purposes anyway. I sang this song for the first time over the Citizen Band Radio, Channel 19, when I was rolling westbound through Memphis on 40, and one driver came back, he said, Breaker, what'd you do with that bunny your mama gave you for singing lessons there, come on? I let that roll off me and rolled on over the Mississippi River into Arkansas. 11 years later, I wrote down this song, which I call the Blue Freightliner, because that's what I was driving, a great big blue Freightliner for the company called Werner Enterprises out of Omaha, Nebraska. That was a mouthful. This is the Blue Freightliner, come on. Introduce this band, The Workers, to you. Right over here on my left-hand side, formerly from Bakersfield, California, would you please give a great big Oregon hand, whether you're a duck or a beaver, I don't care, for Mr. Ronnie Lee McMullen on the guitar. Over here on my right-hand side, turning 30 plus whatever kind of years those are he's got on him today, the young good looking member of the group holds the bottom down, Mr. Cliff Belcher on the bass guitar. Some drummers have style and they can't keep time. Some drummers have great time but they sit there looking like a rock. I've got a drummer with great time and great style. The man that keeps me on time, on and off the stage. If he ain't played with them, they ain't worth a mention. Please give a great big hand for Mr. Michael Newberry on the drums. I'll do you a little serious song here. Sometimes you get off the road 4 or 5 weeks at a time, and you cut the light on the apartment, and what do you see? That great big pile of butts in that ashtray you left there the month before. Yeehaw. And you say, well, I got that cubed out. But that's where the blues comes in, y'all. Because you haven't got anybody to cut that light on for you when you get home. And you ain't got anybody to fix you a hot meal or pour you a cold beer or any of those other good things that happen to people that have somebody waiting for them when they get home from the road. As it's called, the ashtray's full. Guitar aficionados, what did I just do? I just tuned this sucker down to this B string down to B flat. We're going to do this in open G minor tuning. That's for your slide guitar folks that to whom it matters. This song is not the devil's music, but it is going to be the devil's Cadillac. Thank you. Man knows this song. Boy, I might not be lying, but I don't think it's bunk. I swear to God that I smell skunk. This is a new twist on an old story. I told you I was down at the crossroads. This is a new twist on that right there. Come on, fellas. I was riding shotgun in the devil's Cadillac. Riding shotgun in the devil's Cadillac. so quiet, like the inside of a herd. The air conditioner was so cold, like a two more maybe words. He stopped, he said, "We're here." I looked out at deserted farmers' fields. You know I didn't ever say a word, but I knew I had made a deal. Like the inside of a hearse. The air conditioner was so cold, like a two more maybe worse, like Saskatoon or maybe worse. So hard to tell what was a dream and what was real. You know I didn't have to say a word, boys, but I do. He said he would be back 10 years to the day. Then he turned and he disappeared. He said all that he had to say. Said, "I wonder if he'll keep his word. What's the price I'm going to pay?" I wonder if he'll keep his word. Price I'm gonna pay. Yeah, I wonder if you'll keep it so much. That's very serious. We got a couple more numbers we're going to do for you up in here. Thank you so much, Portland. Thank you, Oregon, and wherever else you're all from. Just want to tell you, I do every gig that I do. We're very blessed people, you know. We're extremely blessed people to have known and been with people we've been with all these years. I do every gig for the greater glory of God, for every veteran of the United States military, and all my friends, and the serving soldiers, and all my friends in the transportation industry, of course. I want to do you one right now. I want to tell you about George Mayweather. I think I got just about enough time to tell you about George Mayweather and do these numbers. George was a Chicago blues man who I had the great honor and luck of knowing for the last 5 or 6 years of his life after I knew Curtis Salgado up in Boston, Massachusetts. George died in 1995, and I went out on his grave with my old bass player Wash Tub Robbie and played the following song from the only album that he ever made under his own name. This is a song called Tomorrow Night, but we're going to do it for you today anyhow. George Mayweather, if you ain't got the album Whoop It, Whoop It on the Tone Cool label and you're a blues collector, start paying attention. Thank you very much, and God bless you all. Woman. I said, hey, tomorrow night, girl, tomorrow night, oh, tomorrow night, baby, hey, tomorrow night, Lord have mercy, I'm talking about tomorrow night. Now you're gonna jump and shout when that train pulls up. Gonna jump and shout when that train pulls up. Hey, now mama and I'm walking out. Now you're gonna be alright. Yes, I'm gonna stay all night. I ain't gonna be all right. That's right, shaky, shaky. Yes, I'm gonna stay all night. And now, mama, I'm talking about tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm talking about tomorrow night. myself one big ass.
Things to do with your mojo. Come on, boys.
I'm gonna get for you one time.
Talking about the blues is an aching heart disease. I see ya, I hear ya. Well, the blues, Lord have mercy, the blues is an aching heart disease. Not tuberculosis, man just like cancer, killing me by degrees. All you staffers working for it, all you vendors, especially all you fans, God bless you. Thank you so much.